This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Directorate General of Foreign Trade, DGFT, has announced new port restrictions on the import of certain goods on Bangladesh to India. In a notification issued last evening, the Union Ministry of Commerce and Industry clarified these restrictions will not apply to the goods from Bangladesh that is transiting from India and destined for Nepal and Bhutan. The import of all the types of ready-made garments from Bangladesh will be prohibited through the land ports. However, these goods will still be allowed through the seaports of Nhava Sheva and Kolkata. Additionally, the import of fruit, fruit-flavored and the carbonated drinks, processed food items, cotton and cotton yarn waste, plastic and PVC furnished goods, including the pigments, dyes, plasticizers and the granules used for the imports of domestic industries and the wooden furniture will be restricted. However, the new port restrictions do not apply to the import of fish, LPG, edible oil and crushed stone from Bangladesh. India is set to achieve a significant milestone with the 101st mission of its first space program. The ISRO's PSLV C-61 rocket will take off with Earth Observation Satellite, EOS-9 satellite, at 5:59 a.m. today from Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. The Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju announced the 7 all-party delegations will soon engage with the key nations under Operation Sindoor, reflecting India's collective resolve against terrorism. The MPs include BJP's Vijayant Panda, Nikshant Tube, Ravi Shankar Prasad, Bansuri Swaraj, Rajiv Pratap Rudi, Anurag Singh Thakur, AIMM MP Azadeen Vesi, JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha, Yusuf Pathan of Trinamool Congress, John Brittas of CPIM, Shiv Sena MP Srinath Eknath Shinde, BJD's Susmit Patra, Congress MPs Shashi Tharoor and Manish Tiwari, DMK MK Manikori Karun Nadi and NCP MP Supriya Sule. The delegations will cover the countries like Saudi Arabia, Bahrain, Kuwait, Algeria, UK, France, Germany, the EU, Italy, Denmark, Indonesia, Malaysia, South Korea, Japan, Singapore, UAE, Liberia, Congo, Sierra Leone, US, Panama, Guyana, Brazil, Colombia, Spain, Greece, Slovenia, Latvia, Russia, Egypt, Qatar, Ethiopia, and South Africa. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah has asserted that under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, India has given a befitting reply to the terror attacks, leaving the world amazed and Pakistan scared. Mr. Shah was speaking at a public meeting after launching the development projects worth over 700 crore rupees under the Gandhinagar Municipal Corporation, referring to the Operation Sindoor. Shah said that the Pahalgam terror attack was avenged by destroying the terror camps in Pakistan.
सर्जिकल स्ट्राइक करकर एक प्रतीकात्मक जवाब दिया गया पुलवामा में हमला हुआ एयर स्ट्राइक करकर चेतावनी दी गई मगर ये सुधरे नहीं पहलगांव में हमला किया इस बार ऑपरेशन सिंदूर से उनके हेडक्वार्टर्स को नेस्त नाबूद कर दिया
An under-construction building in the Pahargunj area of National Capital, Delhi, collapsed last evening, resulting in the deaths of 3 people. Assistant Division Officer of the Fire Department, Manish Kumar, confirmed the fatalities. According to him, the Fire Department dispatched for 4 fire tenders at the site. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta has expressed her grief over the loss of the lives and ordered an investigation into this incident. The India Meteorological Department has forecasted heavy to very heavy rainfall accompanied with the thunderstorms and lightning over northeast India, sub-Himalayan, West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 5-6 days. In IPL match, defending champions Kolkata Knight Riders were eliminated from this tournament as the match against the host Royal Challengers Bengaluru was abandoned due to the toss due to heavy rain at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium last evening. The washout saw RCB move to the top spot with 17 points from 12 matches. The IPL resumes after a week-long gap due to the rising tensions between India and Pakistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.